Hi everybody, it's Brandy. Today's coaching session is about overexcitabilities. This is a theory that was brought forward by Dabrowski, and it's called Dabrowski's overexcitability theory. And today we're going to be talking about emotional excitability. And many of you, when we've talked about Dabrowski's theories before, talk about us explaining your child. So this child is viewed by many as a different kind of a kid. He is very, or she is very, very emotional. They wear their feelings on their sleeves. At school, they might not have very many close friends. They prefer to spend time with just one friend because a lot of times people don't get them because they're constantly worried about the world around them. From birth or from the time that they could share with you their feelings, they were probably really sensitive, like I said, wearing their heart on their sleeves or worrying about world issues and very, very quick to cry. At times, their emotional outbursts might be seen as melodramatic or the fact that they were a drama queen or just overreacting, and people oftentimes tell them to get over it. But it's just like left-handedness and right-handedness. It's something that these kids are born with. It's an innate quality that you can teach them how to get over it, but they have to choose to get over it and work through it. We're going to talk about some strategies. Sometimes they might be appear to be depressed, perhaps have headaches, trouble sleeping, stomach aches, withdrawn, don't want to be out in public. These kids have emotional overexcitability. It's important to discuss this overexcitability with others so that they can understand the child, and the child can become then accepted by others. It's important to focus on the positives this child has, being able to identify with others' feelings, their strong emotional attachment to people, places, and things, the fact that they have empathy and sympathy when it comes to relationship, and really an acute awareness of their own feelings. They really understand themselves and others. And like we talked earlier, they have concern for global issues and want to improve the situation. So focus on those positives, cherish that child, validate, celebrate, and help to develop their self-esteem. It's important to create an environment that allows them a calm place to work, and sometimes even offering up a comfort item, a bear, or just something that when things get a little bit stressful, they have something physical that they can go to. Also, giving them an awareness of how they're perceived by others. After they have that awareness, strategies for fitting in, and then if they choose to change, helping them to make that change. But again, with Dabrowski's overexcitabilities, we need to remember the joy. These kiddos bring so much joy to the lives around them. If you want some more information about Dabrowski's overexcitability theory, feel free to Google it, and we will be sharing out additional information. Well, this is today's Coaching Corner. I hope it helps you. If you have any questions about overexcitabilities in your own gifted child, please let us know. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk with you soon. Bye, everybody.